This is Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Housing across Wisconsin is getting more expensive. Manufactured home communities, often called mobile home parks, provide unsubsidized, affordable housing to thousands of residents.
But parks are raising prices around the country, a trend advocates tie to more private equity ownership.
One solution could be resident-owned cooperatives. But as Addie Costello reports, forming a co-op isn't always an easy decision.
Countryside Park Cooperative is a tight-knit community with 20 manufactured homes. After living in the Barron County community for well over a decade, Morris Buzowitz can't walk outside without getting into a conversation with a neighbor.
I have a feeling about that. I don't like to walk in a park because I'm walking for exercise and there's too much conversation.
To actually get a workout, 83-year-old Buzowitz walks laps in the cemetery across the street. Buzowitz and his neighbors don't just chat about the weather. They run the park together. The community converted to a resident-owned co-op right before he and his wife started renting a lot.
It's worked out really good for 20 years.
Like many manufactured homeowners, they pay a monthly fee for the land their home sits on. But those fees don't go to a commercial owner. That's part of what drew them to the park.
It was a well-kept park, and that's part of being a co-op. People own part of the park, and they take care of it.
Members serve on the board, volunteer to mow the grass, and meet throughout the year to vote on big decisions.
It can be a solution for our housing crisis because it stabilizes existing manufactured housing locations, and it's a solution for addressing the loneliness epidemic.
That's Erica Young. She's the director for Housing Access and Affordability at the Lincoln Institute of Land Policy. It's a nonprofit research foundation focused on land use. She says that because co-ops like Buzowitz's don't pay out profits to members, residents' fees
are being plowed back into the community versus being extracted by an investor.
Buzowitz's monthly fee has stayed pretty much the same for 20 years when adjusted for inflation, but residents at new co-ops can see bigger jumps. Purchasing their communities often requires large loans, and once residents own their park, they're responsible for all the maintenance. Taking care of things like aging trees, roads, and sewage systems can be a lot of work, Young says.
They are a solution because not every community should become one.
Even when a co-op might be a good fit, owners have to be willing to sell to their residents. Some states like Minnesota offer financial incentives to owners who sell to co-ops. They also require owners to tell residents when they might sell. Wisconsin does neither. And residents have to be willing to run what is essentially a complex business. Vicki Breaker bought a manufactured home in Cedar Falls Acres 49 years ago and isn't sure she's ready to sign up for that. But the park's longtime owner is ready to sell. Breaker and other residents of the Dunn County Park won't have a say in who takes over.
Which we shouldn't, but yet it'd be nice if we could, you know, being that we're once living here.
If she could pick the park's next buyer, she'd want to see another local owner. But individual owners are becoming more rare as the industry has seen more consolidation and interest from investment firms. This summer, a nonprofit watchdog group found 79 of Wisconsin's manufactured home parks are owned by private equity firms. Experts estimate the state has more than 900 communities. Breaker worries that a large corporate owner would increase her rent.
I'd love to say, yeah, I can do that, no problem. But it would be very, very difficult. Very difficult.
But she still has a lot of questions when other residents discuss buying the park as a co-op. She worries that would result in a rent increase, too. Co-op organizers say the growing interest from investment companies has meant bigger purchase loans for co-ops. Since hearing about the sale, she's thought about selling her home and looking for an apartment. That would mean giving up her carefully decorated lawn.
I just can't make myself do it. I love being outside.
But she might not have a choice, depending on the new owner's rent. Addie Costello, Wisconsin Public Radio.